The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
With a receptive awareness, we are exploring what it means to just settle back and receive what's coming to us, receive experience rather than choosing or directing the attention at any particular experience. And because we are letting ourselves move into a receptive stance in this way, it's helpful to relax. And so we'll begin this practice with some relaxation of body and mind. I'll do this in a systematic way. So just letting your attention take in the sensations on the top of your head. And just seeing if there can be a relaxation in that area, the relaxation of the muscles of the head, the top of the head, the back of the head, across the brow. A relaxation around the eyes and mouth. Relaxing the jaw. Softening the muscles of the neck and shoulders. Relaxing the arms. The hands. Exploring a relaxation of the chest and upper back. Maybe taking a deeper breath right now and noticing how that stretches all of those muscles around the rib cage. And then allows them to relax on the out-breath to soften and release. And maybe try another deeper breath. Letting the breathing return to normal. Relaxing the muscles across the stomach and abdomen. The middle and lower back. Relaxing the hips, the pelvis. You might even be able to soften or relax a little bit inside the hip socket. Relaxing the legs, the knees, the ankles, the feet. And then sometimes it's also possible to consciously relax a little bit inside the body. So just check and see if maybe the inside of the throat can relax. Maybe the heart can relax, the area around the heart. Maybe the stomach, the intestines can relax. And then maybe there can be a relaxation of mind. Maybe exploring this with an analogy. Just thinking about your brain as if it were a muscle. See if you can relax your brain. As we relax the body, it helps us to be able to relax mental tension that pulls us into thinking. And as we relax mental tension, as we relax our mind, it more easily allows us to land and be present, available for just simply what is happening in this present moment. What is the human experience of this moment for you? Our human experience has a lot of different components to it. And so there's the body experience, the sensations of body. This is often quite an obvious area of experience. And so noticing the body, the contact of the hips against the chair, a cushion or bench, contact of the hands, the feet, maybe the sense of the uprightness of the body, or just the body sitting. Maybe there's a sense of an energetic field of vibration or sensation in the body, pulsing, tingling, vibrating. Body sensation. Relax and explore what it means to receive the experience of the body. Not necessarily going out and looking for anything in particular, but just settling back and noticing what comes to you? Another area of human experience is the experience of hearing. This is also quite an obvious experience sometimes. We can have a receptive stance with the hearing too. As we relax, we don't have to go out looking for sounds. Sounds will come to us. We don't have to work very hard to hear. Sounds in the room, sounds outside. Quiet sounds. The sound of my voice. You never know what the next sound will be. And yet all you need to do really is just be available. Settling back and receiving the sounds, almost as if you were listening to music. And then there's a field of how we are, how our emotions are, our moods. This too is just our present moment experience available to be known. So how are you right now? Are you calm? Agitated? Confused? Happy. Neutral, bored, interested. It's another area of our human experience that can be received. Thoughts, too, can be known, received, just almost just letting them flow through, not needing to pick them up or push them away. So there are all of these areas of human experience. And one way to explore this human experience is to relax. Recognize a sense of awareness or presence that is possible with relaxation. And then settling back and simply receiving what's obvious in this moment, right now. Maybe it's hearing. Maybe it's a field of body sensation. And now maybe it's a feeling, a mood, and hearing again. Relax. What's obvious? In order to be mindful and aware, it's not necessary to direct our attention to some particular experience. Mindfulness can be aware of what's already happening. Relax. What's obvious? As you explore this receptive kind of practice, you may notice that the attention shifts and moves from one experience to another. It hovers with hearing for a little while and then shifts to a body sensation, maybe to a sound, maybe to a mood. There's no need to try to hold it anywhere, but explore what it means maybe to follow the awareness. Relax. As we take in this range or flow of human experience, we will have attitudes about it, relationships to it. Some things we'll like, some things we won't like. And this too is helpful to just check into from time to time. Basically, we relax and receive experience. And yet, if there is any experience of struggle in any way, a feeling of being stuck or caught or confused, it can be helpful to kind of step back and check in. What's my relationship to what's happening? Do you want something to happen or to keep happening? Do you want something to go away, to stop happening? Or maybe there's confusion. Or maybe there's just a sense of, it's okay, no problem. There's nothing particular we need to do if we discover some relationship except open to and include that as one of the things that is now available to be known in the present moment. Sometimes those attitudes are hidden below our level of conscious awareness. So they're not seen. We can check in and reveal an attitude. A hidden attitude may be revealed. And then it's just another thing that can also be known. And so relax. Notice what's obvious. And what's obvious now? And what's obvious now? Relax. And receive. Of course, the mind will wander into thought, lose track of that connection with knowing what's happening in the present moment. And at some point, you'll recognize that the mind has been caught and that awareness is back. In that moment, first of all, recognize awareness is back. And it's often helpful to check in and see if relaxation would be helpful. Sometimes when the mind wanders, the body and mind get tense again. And so it's fine to take some time to just scan through the body and relax again. And as the body and mind feel relaxed, explore what's here now. What's obvious? If the mind is really spinning around letting go of having something to anchor on, just pick right now, just pick some obvious experience like the breath or maybe some obvious body sensation. You can let the attention land there for a few moments. There's no need to hold tightly to that. As you let the mind rest with that, you will notice that something else may become obvious. And at that point, just let that anchor go and notice that other experience, that sound, that body sensation, that emotion. Relax. What's obvious? every now and then checking in. What's the relationship? How am I with this experience? Wanting something to happen or stop happening? Liking, not liking, confused, or okay. Relax. And receive what's obvious.